Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Beis. Beginning of Maseches Erevin. Mavoi shu gavol malam esr mami yimayit Rabbi Yehuda Omer einot tzarech. If a mavoi, an alleyway, has a beam that's higher than 20 amos, Tanakama says that in order to carry in the mavoi, it's necessary to lower the beam to within 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's unnecessary to lower it. V'arachav me'asar amos yimayit. If the opening is wider than 10 amos, it should be made smaller unless there is a tzuras ha-pesach consisting of two poles on either side and a lintel running across the top. Gemara asks, why when discussing a sukkah that is more than 20 amos high, Mishnah says it's possible, but when describing a beam over a mavui that's too high, Mishnah tells you how to fix it by lowering it. So Gemara gives two answers. First, since a sukkah that's too high is problematic on a daraisa level, we use the stronger language of possible, but a mavui which is only drabanan gets the more mild language, indicating that it should be fixed. Second, since the Mishnah about sukkah has many details, the only way to describe all the halachas in a brief sentence is to say that it's a puzzle. But mavui involves a single halacha. You could easily describe the solution for that single halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Chachamim lo limdua ele mipischo shel heichal, v'Rabbi Yehuda lo lamda ele mipischo shel ulam. Rav explains that both opinions in the Mishnah derive the dimensions of a doorway from the use of the word pesach in describing an opening in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chacham learned the dimensions of a doorway being 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide from the dimensions of the doorway of the heichal, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds larger dimensions, learns those dimensions from the opening of the ulam, which was 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide. Even though the term pesach is used to describe the opening in the Mishkan, which was significantly smaller than the doorway to the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, Ashkechan Mishkan di Ikri Mikdash, or Mikdash di Ikri Mishkan. We have psukim that indicate that sometimes the Mishkan is referred to as Mikdash and the Mikdash is referred to as Mishkan. The fact that the two terms are interchangeable also teaches that even though the pasuk teaching not to shech the carbon shlamim before the doors of the Heichal are open was said about the Mishkan, it also applies to the Beis HaMikdash. Bein l'Rabbanan u'bein l'Rabbi Yehuda l'elfut mipesach shara chatzir. The Gemara asks, why neither of the Tanaim learned the width of a doorway from the doorway to the chatzir that housed the Mishkan, which was 20 amos wide, flanked by curtains that were 15 amos on each side? So Gemara gives two answers. First, the Torah only refers to the opening of the chatzir as pesach shara chatzir, but not simply as a pesach alone. So we cannot use it as a source for the width of a pesach. Second, it's possible that the dimensions of 15 amos for each side curtain doesn't describe their width, but their height, because they extend 15 amos taller than the rest of the curtains of the chatzer. The Gemara goes on to question each opinion. Rabbi Yehuda mipischo shel ulam gamar. The Gemara asks two questions on Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the dimensions of a doorway from the ulam, which was 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide. First, why does he only allow the width to be 10 amos and not 20 amos, like the doorway to the ulam? So Gemara answers that he does allow the width to be up to 20 amos and expressed his opinion in a brisa, just it didn't say it in our Mishnah. But enochinami, of course he allows it to be up to 20 amos. Second, why does he allow a height in excess of 40 amos? Because of this question, Rav Chisda rejects the idea that Rabbi Yehuda learns the dimensions of a doorway from the ulam, and instead suggests that he learns it mipischa de malchin gamar, from the doorways of king's palaces, which are exceedingly high. In concluding the daf, the Gemara asks two questions on the Rabbanan, who derived the dimensions of a doorway from the heichal, which was 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide. There will be further questions and elaborations on tomorrow's daf, Be'ez Hashem, but let's just do the two on today's daf. First, libu delasos keheichal. In order to allow carrying in a mavui, the doorway should require actual doors, just like the heichal had actual doors. Gemara answers that the doors of the heichal were only made letznius bialma, for simple privacy, and therefore they're not a good source to require regular doors made for security. Second, lo tahani leitzuras ha-pesach. Since the heichal had a tzuras ha-pesach and still was only 10 amos wide, we should not allow wider doorways to be fixed by use of a tzuras ha-pesach. So the Gemara answers that Rav, in fact, had a different girsa in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah requires narrowing any doorway that's more than 10 amos wide, because the tzuras ha-pesach is insufficient. That is Erevin Daf Beis.